It's time for the Main Street Beat.
That's the word on the street.
Because we got the streets
all along Main Street.
In partnership with the Lorain County Visitors Bureau on AM 930 and 100.3 FM WEOL. And check the link at WEOL.com.
Are you guys ready to have some fun?
Let's all go have some fun.
This is the fun stuff, buddy.
And it's more fun when you're near the water. And what better place than in Vermilion? It is time to talk with Mary Lou Susco from Main Street Vermilion. Good morning, Mary Lou. How are you today?
Good morning, Bruce. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, good. I see you have a Beach Street webcam going on like that. So people can, even if they're not there, they can see what it's like there, huh?
Yeah, we do. So this is actually something that we do in partnership with Lake Erie Shores and Islands. And, you know, I'm finding, you find out very quickly when the webcam goes down because it is connected to the internet, so we know what can happen there. But we find out that people use this webcam in a million different ways. Our marinas use it to check on the forecast and see what the lake condition is like before they send people out, you know, who are going to like rent their paddleboards, their kayaks, their pontoons, any of that kind of stuff. Plus, people look at it before they even head to the beach or just head out fishing. So it's viewed by lots of people every single day.
We're talking today about something you have coming up, All Washed Up. You previewed this the last time we spoke a little bit. This is a fascinating thing, taking driftwood and creating art with it. Tell us about the idea behind this and what's going to happen.
Yeah, this is really an idea that we don't know that it happens anywhere else in the United States. We have seen some driftwood contests overseas, but not many. It's a unique thing, and of course, because our beach yields a lot of driftwood throughout the year, it's become a really great art medium. So this is our fourth year for driftwood, the All Washed Up Driftwood Contest, which is sponsored by Lake Erie Foundation. Lake Erie Foundation, you know, is very concerned and very focused on the health of Lake Erie. That's one of our best attractions here in town. But people will start gathering driftwood and anything else that washes up, and they will create art out of it. And you just can't believe the things that people make out of stuff that, you know, we think are kind of things that don't belong on the beach, and then, of course, driftwood, which really is a natural product of the beach. So I've seen things like eagles. I've seen a sculpture called the Recycled Lady. We have chairs. We've seen birdhouses. You can't even imagine. It's really amazing.
Well, you suppose anybody who's an artist or just when you pick up something, you say, hey, this looks like a blank, 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 whatever. And then you kind of either work from it or you have a missing piece to maybe if you're collecting and putting more driftwood together. At the top of your news release, it says, it's been another banner year for driftwood collecting.
The more waves you get, the more driftwood you get. So we've had some pretty windy, wavy days, and the lake just brings it all up, and people pick it up and take it home. Comes in all shapes and sizes. So it's kind of like looking at clouds. You know how you look at clouds and you think you see something in the clouds? That's how people approach working with driftwood.
I'm sorry, I'm slightly distracted. I went to your Facebook page and saw a picture of the L.L. Bean boatmobile. I've heard the Wienermobile. Craig, this boatmobile.
Oh, yeah, I saw the picture, sure.
So the boatmobile. The bootmobile. It was actually traveling from Toledo to Kent yesterday, and it made a stop here in Vermilion. I think it stayed for about an hour. But it's probably like an F-250 truck that is it's made to look like a classic L.L. Bean boot. So it gets tons of attention wherever it goes. And it stops in communities where they're trying to promote, you know, outdoor life, being outdoors, being on the water, fitness. It was really a nice surprise yesterday.
Does it have the new boot smell to it? This is what I would like. You know, you look at it and it has that leather, and you look at or suede. I think that's hilarious.
That's exactly what I thought. I felt like I should have been looking at a flip flop so close to the beach, right. But it was your classic LLB.
You know, sometimes footwear is important. You know, flip flops kind of, but if you're going a lot on the beach, you maybe have, you know, want to protect your. your tootsies a little bit when you're out there on the shore.
That's right.
Let's talk about, so what this is going on this Saturday is the All Washed Up from 10 until 3 in Exchange Park. What else? I mean, is it just display? Is we get to vote on anything? What's the story there?
Yes. So just come. It's free. Just come to look and see what people do. Be inspired yourself so that you can join us next year. There will be a judging for different categories, adults, teens. We have four people that have registered in the professional division. Lorain County Woodcarvers will be there as well. And then the people that come to visit, and we usually get a little over 1,000 people throughout the day, and they can vote for their fan favorite. So just come and enjoy. Spend an hour or so looking at the exhibit, but then spend the rest of your time in downtown Vermilion. There's plenty of places to shop and dine. And additionally, there's Market in the Park going on at the same time. So that is a market where we have more than 40 vendors. You will find this week some fresh produce as it's starting to become available in Ohio. But anything there is handmade, homemade, or homegrown. So it's really a cool market. We've had a lot of people there this year enjoying the market, and that will run every Saturday through August.
Sounds good. Lots of great things you can find out at mainstreetvermilion.org with what they're doing, and Mary Lou Susco, our guest this morning. Thanks for sharing your time this morning, Mary Lou. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bruce. Thanks for shining the light on Main Street communities. Main Street communities are small, usually historic downtowns, but they are some of the most interesting places to visit.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of hardworking people behind you as well, making everything spin and work as best as possible.
Oh, all volunteers.
We all love our Main Streets. Thanks, Mary Lou.
Thanks, Bruce.
Mary Lou Susco joining us this morning from Main Street Vermilion. It's all part of our Main Street Beat presented by the Lorain County Visitors Bureau.